I'm leaving home. I'm leaving home. It's 8:57 on a Saturday morning, or on this particular Saturday morning, dull grey, mist all over the place, and I'm heading east from Glenmire in Cork to Waterford City, which is an ancient historic place where Vikings landed, where the Normans landed, where all sorts of interesting things have happened, and I don't know what they all were, but you can take it from me that Waterford is a place full of historic interest, and I think it's something like 1,000 years since it first became interesting. At least that's what's being celebrated this year. And this particular audiobook is actually going to be me getting myself ready for going to something that will be great fun. I'm actually going to the opening of a shop, opening of a store, a shop if you like. I think it's 12,000 to 15,000 square feet, so it's not a piddly little shop. And it's full of a whole load of things that are designed to give people fun and opportunity to express themselves in whatever way they like. So there'll be onesies all over the shop. And all of those of you who are going, cringe, I am not dressed in my onesie right now. Right, this is, I want you to know that I'm driving the car with my clothes on, and it's ordinary clothes. I'm not in my onesie. So there'll be onesies there. There'll be costumes, costume Mickey Mouse, raunchy, sexy things. There'll be the costumes all over the shop. There'll be accessories. There'll be all these kind of paraphernalia you use, like necklaces and whips and God knows what else that there will be. But all the kind of accessorizing things. There'll be plates and cups and saucers, all for the the Disney party and all that sort of thing. In other words, there'll be just about everything, as far as I know, that you could possibly need to sort of have an event where you all dress up, and that everything from a children's party all the way through to a kind of adult poker party where everybody has to come in drag. But anyway, all that is going on, and the point that I'm, and it's a business situation, because this is my client, the client of Change Agents, and the company is called Party World, and they're opening this big store. I mean, in Irish terms, it's a mega store. Now, in, you know, term, those of you who are listening to me in New York and Chicago and even in Newcastle in the UK, or London, or wherever. It's not mega by that standards, but it's pretty big, I can tell you. It's pretty big, and it's all been, I mean, it's a really, really short period of time since the deal was signed to rent this particular place, to it being transformed. And I haven't seen it transformed. Last time I was here, it was being transformed, but it was early stages. So I am in a state of, I must admit, excitement about this journey down here today, and the sun is threatening to come through those clouds. I'm by myself in the car, and I'm a sucker for events. You know, I love when, you know, they say somewhere in the Bible where two or three people are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Well, I must have sucked that up as a child out of my, you know, my family and whatever that thing, because literally there are a crowd of people gathering in Waterford for this, and I don't know how many there will be. I don't know how many have queued overnight. I will find out all the answers to this. I don't know how many will be, you know, dropping in from doing their weekly shopping across the road. In there's a supermarket across the road. It's used to be called Super Quinn, and it's now called Super Value. So that's like across the road. So there'll be people going in and out of there. There's a circus down the road. I don't know if the circus is active today, but I know that the last time I was down there, there was a big signs up saying circus. So unfortunately, my daughter isn't with me because she's had to go off to swimming lessons, and then she's got to do guitar lesson later on. And so all of that is going on. So it's a real family in one direction, family in another direction, if you like, and I'm not sure how long I'm going to be down here, but I'm certainly going to be meeting the owner of the shop, the founder of the business, Liz, who we call in in the business. She's the fairy godmother. Yep, she is the fairy godmother of the business. And it's a family business. Her son has got a job title called a chief party officer. Yeah, that's what his job is called. And he's a real party animal. The daughter is the manager of the shop. And you know, she's the head honcho where it comes to the shop, and so I'm only dying to see what the toilets are like, because the last time I was down there chatting to them, I said, look, if you guys are going to really stand for fun, if that's your number one, you know, thing, if you had only one flag you could plant in the whole world, it would be something like fun for everyone. You know, and express yourself, those kind of words. What is the toilet experience going to be like? I'm big into brands being very consistent, even in the small, in the boys' room, or the girls' room, or whatever you call it. So I'm off down there. I've got a iPhone with me. I'll take a few photographs while I'm there. And maybe one of my photographs, or maybe one of somebody else's photographs, we'll go into the About Us page on the new website, because we've been working with this company and we've got a new website coming along. It'll, I think, be going live in about a week's time. I can't give a specific date yet, but it may be sometime, certainly within 2 weeks, and maybe earlier. But the key thing about this is that we need some photographs of the new shop being open for the About Us page on the website, because the business has got, you know, it's both online and it's offline, so it's both, so we'll need, as must happen, you know, the place where you are, the physical building in which you do your trading, I'll call it, your retailing or trading. That's a character in the story of the life of the business, and you know, it has to be displayed in a certain way. So that's why it probably won't be my photograph. That'll be in the About Us page, because I'm a real, you know, amateur, you know, snap them rough and ready. And you know, maybe there'll be a better photograph which will, you know, tell a story as you look at it almost, and you'll see, oh, this building has got a bit of character. Because as sure as anything is true, the store will be a major feature character in the life of this company for the foreseeable future. You know, it may have an online presence, it will have an online presence, and increasingly, because it's my job to help them to have a big online presence, but there's no way that the physical store, the home base, the actual, you know, place where all the goodies are kept physically before they're dispatched to people all over Ireland, all over Britain. In fact, I believe they can probably ship to America. Although I think Party City are the market leaders in America, Party City. If any of you listening to this have been into the Party City store in New York, please do an audioboo or any other Party City place anywhere in the world. I'd love to hear what it's like, because all I have done is crawl all over their website, but I haven't actually seen their store, and I have heard a few really good things about what it's like as an experience to go into the Party City store in North America. The one thing I do also know is that it's huge, but I have no stats. So that's it, really. That's the kind of day I'm expecting to have on my way down. I'll now be stopping broadcasting, if you like, or communicating, and I'll be listening to audioboos from other people and podcasts from other people, other places. But and I'll be saying to myself, go, I hope there's more fun down at the opening of this shop than this weather looks like, because the weather is dull as ditch water. Okay, this is Paul O'Mahony. Thank you ever so much for giving me a little bit of your time on this Saturday morning. We're all agreed, aren't we? Fun matters, laughter matters, expressing ourselves is what the whole of audioboo is about. In fact, you could even take the strapline that we developed for Party World which is called Express Yourself. And, you know, we could maybe sell that on to Audioboo. Audioboo, Express Yourself. I don't know if Audioboo even has a strapline, but if it has, perhaps I've forgotten it. Okay, all the best.
Bye-bye.